So what I've been sharing with you tonight is what I call spiritual freedom, which basically means becoming free of the need to in any way manipulate or control our experience, right? So this is actually something that I believe anybody who wants to can attain, which is the experience of recognizing that fundamentally life is good in spite of the various ups and downs that are inevitable, and to learn to not need to manipulate or control anything, to learn that actually whatever is the loving intelligence that created a universe like this, we're not going to improve on it with our manipulations and controls. I'm not going to make, you know, the divine's universe better. Which is sort of, at some point I realized this is kind of my attitude. Like, I realize this is a great job you've done here, but I notice a couple of problems I think I'm going to fix for you. The fact that I have no idea how you did anything else is not going to stop me from believing that I have something to make this work. So spiritual freedom, I do believe, is something that can be attained by anyone who truly wants to attain it. But it's only really the beginning. It's what frees you and makes you available for the real journey. Because, you know, we start being very compulsively fixated on trying to make our inner world work, you know, and meditation is like saying, okay, just stop doing that. And it's really hard because the habit of doing it is really strong. I sometimes like to think, and also we think we're defending ourselves that way against something bad happening. So I sometimes like to use the analogy of living in the West, you know, like the old Wild West where everyone had six shooters, and you're the first person who goes, you know what? I think I'm not going to wear these. And people are like, you crazy? Everybody's got those things. They're going to shoot you up tomorrow. But you go, you know what? No, I'm going to do it. And you're like, should I put them down? I mean, and you look around like, do, 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 do. Everybody's got two, you know? And you're, oh, God, if I put these down, I'm dead. But you know, I don't want to live this way anymore, though. I don't want to be defended against everybody else. And you just put them down. You go ahead. This kind of freedom, this vulnerability to know that it's okay to be here, to know that it's okay to be here together, is the beginning. Because you start being completely fascinated by all of this machination of mind and all of your trying to make it work. And finally, you let it go because you're sick of it. And then you're not interested in your mind anymore. So the really interesting thing is, what do you start to become aware of when you're no longer just focused on your own mind? And that's the journey of what I like to call spiritual illumination. That's when the more subtle dimensions of reality start to reveal themselves to you, because your attention is now free from its compulsive fascination with just the mundane trying to make it work. And all of a sudden you start to realize there is a much, much, much bigger universe. You know, I've been looking at something very small in what feels like a literally infinite universe of possibilities, and now I'm suddenly available. And how far any one of us will go into those possibilities, I don't know what controls. That is not something I think we really have any control over. That's grace and karma, whatever word you want to use, it's your journey, and you'll see how far you get taken. But once you're available, and you're finally here, and finally not distracted by your own project, then you'll go as far as you're destined to go. And nobody knows how far that is. I have no idea where I'm supposed to end up, and nobody else does either. My job is just to stay available, to stay free, so that when something higher calls, when something higher moves me, I'm not busy with my project and unavailable for the journey. I'm ready to go, because I'm not holding on anymore.